Hypnotic.
Humiliation.
3. Cuckold training. You find yourself walking down a long hallway. Dark and quiet. With an arched rounded ceiling above you. Gentle lights like candle flames flicker on the walls, barely pushing away the darkness. You walk in the very center. You're not allowed to touch the sides, not permitted to touch the clean white walls. Hypnotic humiliation keeps you carefully controlled and helpless. Helpless to resist hypnotic humiliation. Helpless to resist. You walk slowly, obediently, wearing your little slave boy uniform. Yes, that tiny pair of black silk briefs cut so high on your legs, a little frilly at the edges. They almost look like panties. You see them every time you look in a mirror. They make you look like a little boy, a helpless little slave boy, with a hard little boner. Your tiny cock is always hard inside those briefs. And if you take them off, your cock gets soft right away. So I force you to wear them almost all the time. You must obey, Dominica. It keeps you hard, so fucking hard. Your little cock hurts. It hurts to be so hard all the time. But you're addicted to the ache between your legs, aren't you, my little slave? Yes, so stiff and sore. Your little dick seems to stick straight out. But it's so tiny, no one ever notices. It's just a little bump in the front of your pants. That little slug between your legs is just too small to see. Such a tiny little boy cock. At the end of the hallway, you enter my bedroom again. Dominica's bedroom, surrounded with soft, silky, satin pillows. Curtains that cascade from ceiling to floor in long, graceful waterfalls of gentle blue silk. You take a slow, deep breath and let it out. You can smell the scented candles that give the room just a hint of vanilla, cinnamon. Their light flickers slowly and quietly, illuminating the huge bed with the shiny brass bedposts and the intricate feminine lace trimmings on the bedspread. So quiet. Take another deep breath. Yes, you can smell my perfume while I sit at my dressing table, slowly brushing out my long, shiny blonde hair. Kneel here on the floor, slave, hands at your sides. Feel your legs on the cool hardwood floor and look down. That's right. Stare at the floor obediently, like a good little slave, like a good little humiliation junkie. Here at my feet, you're not allowed to look up at me, not allowed to see me sitting here naked, applying just the perfect touch of makeup, eyeshadow that brings out the green in my beautiful eyes, lipstick with just the perfect gloss that makes every man want to kiss me, to slide his tongue in between my lips, gently at first, then deeper and deeper, before he begins sliding other things into me. You can't stop thinking about it, can you? My horny little slave boy, you can't stop thinking about Dominica. Being fucked. Yes, I know. Hypnotic humiliation is what you crave, what you asked for, what you keep asking for. And now you find yourself caught, don't you? Caught in Dominica's bedroom, the place I can tease you the most and humiliate you so deeply. Hypnotic humiliation keeps you locked up in chastity, more and more unable to fuck, more and more unable to come. Now look up, slave. See what I'm holding in front of your eyes? Yes, it's a crystal. A round, shiny crystal on a long gold chain. See how it catches the light from the candles? You look up over my knees as I gently spin the crystal just a little, and I move my left hand and right, not swinging the crystal, just dangling it, holding it and moving it left, so slowly and right, so very slowly. It makes your tiny cock so hard when you see my crystal hard and dripping. You feel the wet pre-cum on the front of those little slave boy briefs. Left and right. Warm and dripping. Left and right. Dripping and soaking. So wet. So warm and wet. Crystal. The room feels so warm. And when you see my crystal, it makes you so horny. It makes you need to come deeper and deeper down. My crystal makes you feel so small, like a little boy, like a little slave boy. Need to come. Watch the crystal. Watch the little sparkles of colored light as they reflect into your eyes. You feel so dizzy, so sleepy, and so very hot. You would expect to feel cold, almost naked in your tiny slave boy uniform, but you're always hot. So fucking hot. Because you're always so very horny. Tiny cock always hard inside those briefs. Hard and aching and hot. Drifting. Sleepy. And soft. Damn. Hot. Breathe, slave boy. You breathe slowly through your nose. In and out. In through your nose. And out, because you can't breathe through your mouth. There's a big red ball gag that keeps your mouth so full, so quiet. Stretched open so fucking wide. Strapped tightly around your head and buckled at the back. You look so cute with that big red ball in your mouth. And your little black briefs, my little slave boy, hot, horny, and so very quiet. Deeper now, slave boy. My little boy toy, that's right. It's time to get mistress ready. Time to dress your mistress. So sexy. I need to be sexy and slutty and alluring. Yes, stand up now and open my panty drawer. Pull out my special panties. You know, the bright red satin ones with the open crotch and the white lace trim. Not allowed to look. Kneel down on the floor and hold the panties up for mistress. Feel my hand on your shoulder as I balance myself stepping into the panties. First the right leg, and now the left. Now pull them up. That's right, slave. Stand, close your eyes, and pull the panties up my legs, up over my knees, up my smooth, soft thighs. Up over my round ass. Not allowed to touch, not allowed to touch my ass. Just pull the panties up around the soft globes of my ass, feeling the material tighten. Keep your eyes closed, tightly closed. Good little slave boy, good little cuck. It feels so good when I call you little slave boy. Warm and sleepy, tiny cock so hard inside your silk briefs. Feel it throb. Can you even remember how long it has been since I last allowed you to touch yourself? No, you can't, because I made you forget. You find it so hard to remember. You find yourself getting confused. If you try to remember, confused and blank. Trying to remember the thing I told you to forget when you tried to remember that thing I told you to forget. Whenever you tried to remember it, yes, you remember only that you must obey. And your mind instantly responds, I must obey, Domenica. You must obey. Say it, bitch. I must obey. Now open your eyes. Reach into the other drawer, little slave boy, and take out my beautiful see-through teddy. That's right, the one you bought me. Black, loose, and silky, with the feathered collar and sleeves. Little jewels sewn in the front. It was so expensive. You love to buy me presents, gifts, little sex toys, jewelry, anything to make Domenica happy, everything to make me feel spoiled. And I love this sexy little nightgown. Oh, yeah. Too bad that you couldn't see me in it. Oh, you'd like to, wouldn't you? But you have to look downward like a good little slave cuck, like a good little slave boy. Eyes down, even while you are dressing me, even while you hold the light, sexy, see-through material in your hands, and feel me slipping my arms into the sleeves. The feathered collar and sleeves tickle your hands. If only you could see, slave boy, how very sexy and beautiful your mistress looks. The way the jewels sparkle on my chest and shoulders. How the gauzy, shimmery cloth drapes over my large, soft breasts. You crave for even a glimpse of your mistress's body. You crave my pussy. You crave to lick my pussy. But you're not allowed to touch, not even to look at me, unless I give you permission, unless I command you to look at me. And then you cannot look away. You cannot tear your eyes away from my body. My eyes.
My eyes.
My
crystal.
You cannot resist. Cannot resist anything I want you to do. Cannot. Look away. Kneel down on the floor again, slave, while I put on earrings and necklace and bracelets and shiny gold rings on my fingers and toes, decorating myself, making myself shiny and glittery and beautiful. For him,
hypnotic.
Humiliation. Yeah. You know, this is all for him, not you. Hypnotic
humiliation.
It's not for you, little slave boy, little cuck. My little cuckold slave boy, hypnotic
humiliation.
The word cuck is a strong word for you, isn't it, slave boy? Little cuckold slave boy, yes, a very strong word for you. You find yourself right back here, cuck. You find yourself on the floor kneeling, not even allowed to look at me, waiting for some other man, a real man, to come and fuck your mistress, Dominica's little cuck, Dominica's slave boy cuck. And whenever I say the word cuck, you will find yourself right here, kneeling, quiet, obedient, and so very horny. Hypnotic humiliation. Makes you unable to fuck, unable to come, unless I let you come. Cuck makes you need for someone else to fuck me, for someone else to fuck every woman in your life. You cannot do it. Little slave boy needs for someone else to fuck and come and pleasure the women you serve, all the women you serve. You hear the doorbell. Get up and answer it, slave boy. And you answer that door, and he is there. He is tall, so much taller than you. Yes, he makes you feel so tiny. You're not allowed to look up at his face either. You can hear him laugh at you. He laughs at you in your frilly briefs and ball gag. Little slave boy. You can feel his masculine energy, his heat. It overwhelms you. He's so powerful. You are just a little boy, a slave boy. You cannot see his face, so your eyes are drawn to the huge bulge in his pants. You can't help it. You can't help looking. You see it inside one pants leg. It seems to reach down from his crotch almost to his knee. So long. So fucking thick. Now you shiver. Is it because of the cold air outside? Or is it fear? Yes, you are afraid of him. He is so powerful. So fucking masculine. Or is it lust? Because you know what he is going to do with that big, fat, huge cock. You wave him in the door and close it behind him. Unable to speak with the gag in your mouth, you begin to lead him down the hallway toward my bedchamber. You try not to wiggle your ass. Try not to provoke him in any fucking way. But you know his thick cock is right there, just behind you. And your little silk briefs make you walk funny. Your legs feel like rubber. Walk, slave. Lead him to mistress's bedroom. Suddenly, you feel him grab you by the shoulders, lift you, and set you aside, pushing past you. He strides almost smoothly down the hallway ahead of you, trailing his fingers along the sides, leaving dark, dirty smudges on the walls that you cannot touch. You will have to clean those off later. Slave. You always have to clean up later. And he enters my bedroom, and as you follow, a moment later, you see him grab me, clutching my hair in his fist, pulling my head back, forcing my mouth to his, kissing me, thrusting his long pink tongue into my mouth. You see me wrap my arms around his neck, reaching up and pulling him to me. Now you must look, slave. You are required to watch. You kneel down on the floor in the corner, hands on your knees, ball gag in your mouth, quiet. You are quiet. You want to rub your tiny cock. You need to rub your cock, but you can't move. You watch and listen, hearing me moan into his mouth. watching me reach down with one hand and fondle the huge bulge in his pants, rubbing my hands up and down, squeezing him. The room is so hot. It smells of perfume and sweat, sex. And you listen as my breath becomes ragged. Yes, you listen to Miss Dominica panting. Panting as his huge, virile man trails his hands over my body, squeezing my breasts. Fondling me, grabbing my face and kissing me. You see my hands reach around and grab his firm ass, pulling him against me, rubbing my pussy against his thigh. Suddenly he reaches up to the collar of my see-through teddy and rips it apart with both hands, tearing it to shreds. This expensive teddy that you bought me, torn, ruined beyond repair. You will just have to buy, mistress, another one, won't you, slave? Yes. He fingers my wet cunt through the open hole in my panties, and then reaches down and tears them apart, too. He's so strong. Strong and powerful, he shoves mistress down onto the bed and unzips his pants. I lift my legs and he pushes himself up between them. He slides his huge cock into me, gliding in and out. Oh, while I moan, thick like your forearm and just as long, fucking and pounding me while you kneel there on the floor, unable to even fucking move. He pushes me up in the bed, pounding and pounding my pussy with his cock, stretching me so wide, filling me in a way that you never, ever can. You're going to find it. It's like this. Every time you try to fuck a woman, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever it is that you fuck, it's a split. It's not going to be you who's fucking her. You can't. It's somebody else. Somebody with a huge cock. Hypnotic humiliation. Someone who humiliates you. Your best friend. Your worst enemy. Your boss. Somebody you don't even know. Even as you push your tiny cock into her cunt, you know that it isn't you. It's him. It's him every fucking time. And she loves to feel him fuck her. She so loves to feel his huge cock pounding in her pussy, stretching her, sliding so deep inside of her. She fucks back, thrusting her hips upward, spreading her legs wider, squeezing her cunt tight, and milking the cum out of his cock. Milking the cum out of his huge cock. His huge, thick, long cock. So much bigger than you can ever fucking be. So much bigger than you ever were. She loves to be fucked by him while you kneel off to the side on the hard wooden floor on the bed watching from the side. So hot, hot and dripping. Unable to speak, unable even to masturbate. Trapped inside your own body, watching her pump her hips, watching his huge cock sliding in and out. So big, so huge and thick. Both of them coming, coming, coming. Oh, they come and they come and they come some fucking more. Moaning and wiggling and thrashing on the bed. Shaking and screaming. Deeper, slave. Deeper down, hypnotic humiliation. You drop deeper into sleep, watching them fuck, watching me fuck, watching your woman fuck, deeper into humiliation, deeper into helpless, hypnotic chastity. Listen carefully, slave, and drop deeper, deeper into sleep, deeper into obedience, sinking so far down, kneeling on the floor, unable to move, and watching. Watching helplessly, watching, watching, watching. You need to listen to this MP3 again, cuck. You need to listen to this MP3 again and again and again. Watching me fuck him, watching him fuck her. You can't help yourself because you need to please Dominica. You need to please all women, and your girlfriend, your wife, needs a thick, hard cock inside her, doesn't she? Yeah. You've been fucking her with Dominica's dildo. But sometimes a woman wants to feel a real cock inside her. Long and thick. A real man pounding into her. Driving her to orgasm. And the feel of his hot cum spurting inside of her. Filling her. Spurting so hard while she comes. And comes. And comes. Her pussy milking the cum out of his cock and balls. He's a much better lover than you could ever, ever be. He is a wild man. And she does things with him she'd never do to you. She'd never do with you. Yes, sometimes he spanks her. Sometimes she sucks his dick. She never sucks your dick. The only sex your tiny little cock ever gets is my hypnotic words. And masturbating. In fact, you find it very difficult to remember ever being allowed to fuck. You can't remember the sensation of a tight, wet pussy wrapped around your cock. Plunging in and out, in and out. You forget how long it's been, because it will never happen again. You will never feel the soft, wet warmth of a woman's pussy wrapped around your tiny dick. Never feel her soft lips and tongue gliding over your sex, sucking you, pulling your cum from you, licking your ass. No, those days are gone, like they never were, like they never, ever happened. Instead, she fucks her lover. She fucks many lovers. You are a cuckold. You are a cuck. You are a little cuckold slave boy. And you must obey. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey. And you watch him pull out of me his cock so thick and long. He slides it back inside his pants and zips up and walks out, leaving me on the bed, moaning and aching for more and dripping wet, oozing cum out of my pussy and ass. Now you may move, slave. It's time for me to twist you a little bit more. Yes, I'm going to pervert you just a little bit more. Unbuckle the strap and pull the ball gag out of your mouth. It's time to clean up. That's right. When I say clean up, you find yourself crawling across the floor, up into the bed between my legs, licking my pussy and ass, cleaning out another man's cum. Swallow. That's right, little cuck. You swallow. You cannot help yourself. You cannot resist. Your mistress demands it. Swallow every drop. You must obey, Dominica. Clean up all of his cum mixed with my pussy juices and swallow every fucking drop. My cunt is gooey and sticky with his cum and so fucking warm. So warm and soft, it tastes sweet, a little salty, and smells like musky perfume. It coats your tongue. It glides down your throat. Swallow. You swallow it all, your tiny cock still so hard in your little slave boy pants. Controlled, twisted, and cuckolded. Controlled, twisted, and cuckolded. Dominica's slave boy, with the taste of pussy and cum in your mouth. Every time, little cuckold slave boy needs to have someone else fuck his woman. Needs to have someone else fucking Dominica. My lover is so good. He is a much better lover than you. And you need to please me. You need to please all women with your service, with your chastity, with your complete obedience. You need to obey. You crave to obey. And you crave not to be allowed to fuck. That's right. Twisted, perverted, cuckolded, and controlled. Dominica's little cuck boy slave. Yes, he's a cuck. And what does a cuck do? It sucks. Cuck, suck, suck, cuck. That's right. You suck my pussy dry. You suck my ass dry. You suck all those sex juices. Suck, cuck, suck. Now, my little slave boy, I want you to awaken with your little tiny dick so hard inside your pants. Lick your lips and swallow the last of his cum. You're going to find yourself craving to lick my pussy clean up. Clean it all up and swallow every drop of cum. So good to serve, Dominica. Your only focus, your only sexual focus is serving Dominica. On the count of three, you will awaken. On the count of three, you will awaken. Craving to watch someone fuck me while you cannot move, cannot touch yourself. One, rising slowly to consciousness. Two, taking a deep breath and stretching. And three, wide awake and remembering the taste of cum in your mouth. Dominicus cuck, Dominicus cuck. Down, 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 that's right, down deep into my hypnotic humiliation. You will find yourself becoming addicted to being my cuck, to somebody else fucking your woman. And giving her the pleasure you can never, ever provide with your tiny little slave boy cock. Even if it's just in your head, you cannot resist. You must obey, Dominica, my twisted little pervert. You must obey. Now wide awake, that's right, awake, right now. And beg me to let you masturbate. If you are very, very sweet and buy me just the right present, I might let you masturbate. I might even let you come. Now.